joined on the line now by Jeff Croker, who is a Bristol writer and author of An Enlightened Philosophy, Can an Atheist Believe Anything? Now, there's a question, Jeff. Good morning to you.
Hello, Dave. Hello, John.
What was the premise of the book?
The premise of the book was to try to find some synthesis between atheism, which is a position I've come to in life, and religion. And that sounds a strange synthesis, a strange coming together. But nevertheless...
Because it's normally the other way, isn't it?
Nevertheless, the book tries hard to develop it by saying, OK, here's how atheism has developed in contemporary society and how probably the majority of Western Europeans have an atheist point of view. But if religion is interpreted as myth rather than as doctrine... And that's the big key, then it has some meaning to contribute even to an atheist society. And my argument is that an atheist society also does have a spirituality and needs somehow to embrace and develop that spirituality. So it's reinterpreting religion away from doctrine that is the key in the book that I suggest.
You mentioned two words there. I'm going to pick up on the first word that I think may strike a chord, meaning. Religion may... As we heard, in fact, from Trudy, and when I've done this sort of phone-in before, it comes down to meaning. Religion gives some form of meaning to what you do, why we're here, how you do what you do, the morality that you impose on everyday situations, why it's right not to do certain things and why it's wrong not to do certain things and why it's right to behave and live in a certain way. So if religion gives meaning, what the heck's wrong with it?
Exactly. What's wrong with it, I think, at the moment, is that it's not interpreted in terms of meaning. It's interpreted in terms of doctrine. So if you take the sign of the cross, for example, for the evangelical Christian, the interpretation is doctrinal, i.e. it means that Christ's blood was shed for people who believed to have their sins forgiven, and this brings the so-called doctrine of the atonement. Now, I personally find that non-credible, and I think that a lot of people find it non-credible. So... if interpreted and almost imposed through evangelical mission doctrinally, then I think it's subject to severe critique. But I think when it offers myth and meaning, the great stories offer meaning which is not imposed, but which is offered, and which is there for reflection. So I think this, in terms of the cross, you see, the alternative myth interpretation, here is a great story of history where the suffering of injustice leads later to arising from that injustice, or the myth idea that evil can do its damnedest, but good will prevail. Now, those concepts, I think, are embraceable and endorsable by an atheist as well as a Christian. So those sorts of meanings coming from the motif, I think, are very powerful, and they're for consideration rather than for imposition. So that's why I would welcome a religion which feeds human spirituality with meaning which is offered rather than doctrine which is imposed.
Okay, I'm going to bring in, if I may, Leonard Glynn, who is the chairman of the Bristol Hebrew Congregation. Leonard, good morning to you. Thank you for joining me this morning here on BBC Radio Bristol. I've still got Jeff Croker, the author of An Enlightened Philosophy, Can an Atheist Believe Anything? Jeff there talking about the enlightenment of religion, but not necessarily believing in it, and some of the symbols being a doctrinal as opposed to a way of perhaps guiding you as such. Obviously, the Star of David is a very important part of the symbolism of Judaism. If you went into a building and the star wasn't there and it was going to be for some form of service, would you feel offended by that?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, we in Bristol, the Jews have a burial plot at Memorial Woodlands out in near Thornbury. You know, it's used by all faiths. It doesn't bother us in any way, shape or form. In fact, having had our plot allocated... The Muslim community said, would we be offended, or the Memorial Woodlands asked, would we be offended if the Muslims had the plot next door to us? We said, no, why should we? We may believe in different ways, but we all have the same end in view.
Jeff Croker, for those who do have a faith and those who do believe, it seems to be a battle, I know this is in very basic terms, but it seems to be a battle between those who have a faith and those who do believe, battling against those who don't have a faith, or, as it would appear from this particular story about this crematorium in Bath, they didn't even give it a consideration, they just took the window out.
Yeah, well, I think the church is to some extent rebounding against the attack that it's had from militant atheism. I notice the new atheists today don't like this idea of militant, but they do have a campaign. They are seeking to attack Christian belief. Now, they're free to do that, but I think that the church ought not to respond in like fashion. So, therefore, if the church takes the view that it's going to be militant and claim rights about whether this cross is up there or not, it's actually contradicted the very meaning of the cross, which is that if you do accept injustice, not that injustice is therefore to be recommended, but if it does happen, that there is a greater time that there will be a rising from it.
Does it surprise you, Jeff? Sorry to interrupt, but does it surprise you that there are approaching 5,000 signatures about this window being removed with a cross on it, as an atheist?
No, it doesn't surprise me, because I think, you know, Christians tend to get a bit defensive and they easily sign up to defend their faith. So it doesn't surprise me at all. I just think that, as your earlier speaker, is it Hugh, his name was just saying, it's an attitude of tolerance and generosity that we want both between religions and between religion and atheist secular society. And some conversation and some dialogue can take place there and help us define spirituality and enlightenment without imposing doctrine.
Jeff Croker, thank you very much for your time this morning. Your book, An Enlightened Philosophy, Can an Atheist Believe Anything, in all good bookshops, and probably a few bad ones as well, I'd imagine, Jeff. Thank you very much indeed.